This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Monday, day one of week nine. Do a little singing today. Feels good. Stand in the sun if you get it, you know. It's really sunny right now. It's supposed to be a total, you know, rainy day, but enjoy the sun while you can and open up your arms wide, take a deep breath, and just sing. Feels good. Now it's time for the news. Let's do that.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. I worked with All Natural Stone on our kitchen remodel. We did it right before the pandemic began.
Thank God it was finished.
I know, and it came out so good, and All Natural Stone is really great. They've got great people that can help you set up or design your kitchen or bathroom remodel or whatever you're having done, flooring. They've got all the tile in the world. Well, I don't know if I can say that. They've got lots of tiles for you to choose from. Yep. Their selection is unrivaled. You can't beat it. So go to All Natural Stone. Visit one of their four Bay Area showrooms in Berkeley, Burlingame, San Jose, or
Dublin.
And you can visit them right now. They're doing appointments. So visit their website at allnaturalstone.com to get started. Make an appointment. Go see them. Let their experts help you get a styling new kitchen or bathroom or flooring or whatever you're after.
Alameda right. Checking in. It's Jane. Bright and sunny.
Oh, good.
Yes. So, maybe it'll happen later in the day.
Maybe. I know you said you have rain predicted for 3 p.m., right?
That's what this 8 said. 80% chance at 3 p.m. So,
all right.
That app, though, sucks. I mean, there's so many crappy weather apps. They don't know.
We'll see. I mean, it doesn't matter. I know that there are a lot of people coming out of quarantine now or starting to come out of quarantine. Mm-hmm. I'm happy for you. I am staying put.
Me too.
I am continuing to do what we're doing. I did go check. I know that I told you this when we left. Here in Santa Cruz County, things are a little different than the rest of the Bay Area where they've stayed basically in the same
lockdown spot. Yeah.
But I didn't notice much difference. There were a few doors open and a few people roaming around, and the people that were roaming were wearing masks. I thought it was very responsibly done. And it
traffic?
Was... not a lot of traffic. No, not that I noticed.
Even for a weekend, you know, it was nice.
I only passed through. I wasn't looking for anything specific. So maybe, you know, as the day wore on, there was more traffic, or as the weekend wore on. But, you know, I think that one of the stories I've read is there are other states who are fully trying to get back to business. Like Texas really opened up a lot of stuff, and they say the malls are empty. Like, so while the state is saying we want to get back to business, people aren't quite convinced yet.
People are saying, I want Nana to live.
Yeah, well, and you have to take, you know, to some extent. Actually, I have a great story I've been sitting on. You do have to take into consideration that authorities aren't always right. So in a situation where they're like, hey, come on back, it's safe. Sometimes you have to take personal responsibility and say, no, I'm not going to, no.
Right. Well, you know, it comes down to people's comfort levels. And some people are angry enough to just throw caution to the wind. They're just, you know, and they're going for it. And other people are like, well, if I don't have to, I'm not going to. Why would I? Because it's not like the virus is gone. What we've done is tamp down the infection rate. Like, you can still get it, you can still pass it, and you can still die from it. Like, if you cannot take the chance, then don't. I think that's how people feel.
When we were talking about, so I just mentioned authorities, and it reminded me of this story I've had. Do you know who Carl Sagan is?
Hell yeah. Kidding me? He's my hero.
He is?
I love Carl Sagan.
Why is he your hero?
Isn't he the Nova guy? You watch Nova when you were a kid?
He is like the most famous astronomer of all time.
Of all time. He's like Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah, he's the
first Carl Sagan he's the man. I grew up with Carl Sagan.
Carl Sagan is one of the most famous scientists of all time, and he wrote a book in 1995 called The Demon Haunted World. Apparently, in it, there's some predictions that look very much like modern day.
Like what?
One of the chapters, though, is called The Fine Art of Baloney Detection.
Oh, all right.
He came up with a list of ways to tell the difference between truth and nonsense.
Okay.
So here's a few things that he wrote. When you hear a fact, look for independent confirmation to make sure it's true before you spread it, which is one of the mistakes we keep making due to the access to the internet.
Social media is the absolute culprit in this. People say, oh, look at that. Click, share, post.
It's almost a virus. This misinformation is almost its own virus.
Yeah.
That goes along with the coronavirus. Yeah. As we heard early on, anybody who's taking, what is it, ibuprofen is opening themselves up to worse sickness.
Right.
And then it turns out, nope, that wasn't true. Whoops.
Yeah.
That was spread everywhere, and it just turns out it wasn't at all true.
Right. You don't need the masks. We need those for the healthcare workers. Nope, turns out we need them.
Right. Everybody needs masks, right. They had their head was in the right place, as in...
Save those for the people who are on the front lines.
Right. But the idea that that won't save you, that was just BS.
To try to get you to give up the N95s you were hoarding.
Carl Sagan's book... Darn it, I already lost the title. The Demon Haunted World, with the chapter called The Fine Art of Baloney Detection, goes on to say, don't believe something just because someone in a position of authority said it. Trust the experts, yes, but keep in mind that even experts can be wrong.
I love this guy. That's actually so apropos for this country at this moment.
Right. Try not to get overly attached to a theory. This is what Carl Sagan says in his...
This is a good one. This is great.
Try not to get overly attached to a theory just because it's yours. That's a big one people have trouble with. They'll fight to the death for a theory that maybe isn't even theirs, but it's one they heard and they decided they believe it, and now they're going to fight to the death over it.
And it's funny, too, because sometimes you'll hear an argument someone's making against your theory, your little pet theory, and you even start to go, oh, geez, that actually does make some sense. But you're like, who cares? I'm digging in. Just don't. Just have a conversation without being defensive.
Right.
Which I
So anyway, I don't know if you want to read further about Carl Sagan's Art of Baloney Detection, but I thought it was appropriate in that.
Well, those three right there, those are the ones. Uh-huh. That's incredible. He's a brilliant man. Was a brilliant man.
He did. Was it a show called Cosmos? Is that what
Cosmos? That's what it is. Who did Nova? I thought that was a Carl Sagan thing, but that might have been somebody
else. It might be. He has a long list of credits that I just closed the page.
It's funny.
On.
I read so much sci-fi, and the references. Every other book I read has references to. Well, Sagan said back in the blah. Like he's just like a future fixture. People are into him.
As if Georgia doesn't have enough trouble right now. I guess, they'd canceled their road test for driver's licenses during the pandemic. And it looks like they say around 20,000 teenagers have now gotten their licenses without taking a road test.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So good for them.
Oh. Georgia. It's fun to drive in.
Oh, my God. You just can't. Well, and then the Ahmaud Arbery case is just like.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
At least the arrests have been made. But the more I read about it, Georgia's got trouble. Like, the federal government's going to go down there and hopefully clean that mess up. But this town, Brunswick, this coastal town, it's between Jacksonville in Florida and Savannah, north of where it is. But you'd think this is modern times, but it is not apparently there. Because this dude who, the father, Gregory McMichael, the reason they weren't arrested is he used to be a cop. And then he was an investigator for the DA there. And he just told his story and they let him go. And it turns out the New York Times were tipped off to this case, and they're the ones that started the look into how this guy died and no one was charged.
Yeah, how did this father and son murder duo get away with this?
In broad daylight.
Right. Middle of the afternoon, you said, right?
In modern times. Middle of the afternoon in modern times. This just happened.
Guy out jogging, gunned down.
So now they're...
No arrests. Oh, well, you know, it's the coronavirus. We don't... Yeah, leave those guys out in case they want to go hunting again.
Unbelievable.
It really is. Thank God they picked him up. And there's a third guy, right? Are they going to arrest that guy too? I'm sure they are.
The third guy was the guy apparently who filmed the thing. Yeah, they filmed it. Mm-hmm.
Isn't it a wonderful world?
Hey, while we're dealing with a lot of job loss, I can tell you there are articles out there telling you specifically who's hiring, and there are places hiring. Instacart, hiring. Pizza Hut, 7-Eleven, Papa John's.
Oh.
It goes on. FedEx, looking for people.
Did Amazon already fill those? Didn't they want 200,000 people or something?
Amazon's not on this particular list, but I think Amazon's hiring as well. They're getting most people their stuff right now.
Right.
So that's a lot of jobs, though they're not the ones that you probably want. I'm sure you want your job back, but there are possibilities out there for you. So consider looking, do a search. There are people hiring. So I mentioned the porn industry, jokingly, of course, and yet the porn industry has been doing contact tracing and testing to prevent the spread of STD for years.
That's funny. They have been.
Right.
So are they teaching the CDC how to do it?
Well, that's the question in the article is, has anyone asked the porn industry how they're doing this? Now, I don't know.
Here we come to save the day.
If the porn industry can help America reopen safely.
Right.
But they do contact tracing and testing to prevent the spread of STDs. And at a time when an industry was going through HIV and AIDS, I don't know how many people passed from it, but they did a decent enough job that the industry is still alive, still thrives.
Right. That's an interesting point.
So far, though, no federal or state officials have reached out to anyone in the porn industry for advice on how to do this. So maybe they've got scientists who they feel are in-house. And
it'd be hard. I mean, just delivery services alone. You know, it was funny the other day, like my kid was coughing. I'm like, oh, no. Oh, my God. What's happening? And, you know.
While you pushed him outside.
Right.
You're going, what's happening? What's happening?
Go live in the backyard. And he's like, no, I just swallowed something wrong. But then we all started talking about how, like, well, if we did get it, how did we get it? And you start, like, looking at just the tiny, like, those guys go for a walk. Like, I don't go for a walk every day. I'm just too old for that. They go for a walk every day, and they pass people. Like, you pass people. You could have picked up that random germ. Like, it's almost impossible to trace this stuff. But I guess the porn industry can help us. I guess that means what?
Maybe.
Just stay home and watch more porn and you'll be safer? Is that the message here?
I don't... You know what's funny about porn is it's you can only watch it for about 10 minutes before you're done. And then I don't know who's still watching after that.
Yeah. Right afterwards, it's like, oh, God, I'm so gross. Why would
porn
I watch
might
that?
Be the original Quibi. You know what I mean? Like these little bursts of content, and then you're like, oh, God, gross.
So if Quibi did porn, they'd be all set. Well, I liked that one show, but I have to cancel my subscription now.
Are you being serious when you say that?
Yeah, I signed up for the 90-day trial so that I could watch that Anna Kendrick thing that Cody Heller wrote. It's kind of based on Cody Heller's mind. She's a writer and she's like lives with this other like kind of more famous writer. And that's sort of the basis for this whole thing.
Uh-huh.
And it's great. It's like I don't know, 10 episodes, 6 minutes to 10 minutes a piece. And it's great. And then you just cancel. I'm like, oh, well, I watched it.
So you watched it and quit it.
I looked around to see if there's anything else I wanted, but I was like, sorry, Quibi.
I would say Anna Kendrick's not really for me, but she is Poppy. And I have watched Trolls a million times. And,
listen,
and World Tour, I'm just waiting for it to be purchasable.
Trolls is one thing. Anna Kendrick and G-rated stuff, that's one thing. This is filthy, sexy.
What?
Oh, my God. This is about a sex doll that the lady finds in her boyfriend's closet, and it starts talking to her. And it's filthy. It is so good. It is totally not for kids. It's great. I'm telling you, you can watch the whole thing in an hour, Vinny, and you'll be like, I'm better for this. It's called Dummy, and it's 10 episodes, little short snippets on Quibi. And it's filthy.
Have we talked about this? How is
it possible? I mentioned that I guess I just didn't tell you the plot. It's so hilarious. Because I watched just the first episode, and I'm like, this is hilarious. I'm signing up for this, and I'll cancel afterward.
Wow.
So good.
All right, I'll give it a look.
Pro tip. When you sign up for the 90-day Quibi trial,
right,
select the more expensive version, and you don't get any ads. You're not going to pay for it anyway.
So it's still just a trial, and they'll let you try that one, too. Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
I feel bad.
925 says, someone posted on Instagram, they weren't arrested because the police saw the video. It's because the public saw the video.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. The pressure was put on
them. The pressure was
on. To make a move. And there's no question that it is.
No, that town was like, yeah, we'll look into this after the coronavirus thing is over. Maybe.
It's heartbreaking that that's still going on. It just makes me sick. Alice, I agree that many people get overly adoptive of theory or opinion. Our biggest issue at the moment is a complete lack of honest data, and which we can all use to drive both our personal and public behavior. Are we sure wearing a mask improperly, constantly taking them on and off, touching our faces 3 to 10 times more than normal to adjust our mask, standing closer to yell at one another because we cannot decode what they're saying through their masks? Okay, there's your point. Good point.
Look, we're all just doing our best, trying to sort through all the stuff.
Sarah, read Carl Sagan's quote about being bamboozled. That will explain a lot.
Right, huh? Hold on. Let
me look Carl up. Sagan today. Wow.
I know. Carl Sagan, bamboozled. Oh, it comes right up.
Good. Are you going to read it?
Or
is it long?
Let me see if I can find just a quick little thing of it.
I'll tell you what. Let's take our break and come back on the other side with that and then the rest of your text after
Perfect.
This.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.